Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Etheridge. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is hit by the pitch. Hunt moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball four. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Etheridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball towards center. Mays settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mays. Smith moves to second. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball towards left. Hart catches it. Smith tags up. Here's the throw to Lanier, who relays to Etheridge, who tags Smith for the double play. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Etheridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Etheridge moves to second. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to third. Mays moves to second. Ken Henderson pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dietz hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. One out. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Young strikes out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Etheridge hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Etheridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey is walked intentionally. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Don Young. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Hickman scores. Popovich goes all the way around to score. Jenkins moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Etheridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Qualls now playing center field. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Etheridge hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Berta pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonds strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.